This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Well, hello, everybody. You are listening to another episode of Radio Dog Dogs. If that's not what you plan to download, I'm so sorry, but I hope that you stick around because we got a fantastic, exciting episode coming at you. I'm your host, Jim Z, and as always, I thank you so much for tuning in. It is really going to be an exciting episode, and I hope I'm making it up to you because the last couple weeks there has not been an episode of Radio Doc Dogs, and I truly apologize for that. That is entirely my fault. I got this thing a real job, and sometimes it just gets in the way. I'm sure you know how that goes. You want to go out to a Doc Dogs event, you need to try and take that time off, but you just gotta be at work because you need that check to pay those bills and pay for your Doc Dogs travel and everything too. Pay for all your dog's care, your dog's toys, your dog's grooming, your dog's food. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do. But this job thing just sometimes gets in the way of all our fun. And there's nothing you can do about it, folks. You gotta do what you gotta do. But anyway, I appreciate you tuning in. I'm glad we're back on the air. And this is going to be a really exciting episode with a special guest host of Radio Doc Dogs coming up in a little while. But first, let's find out what's going on event-wise in the world of Doc Dogs. And there's five of them this weekend and a couple of big ones as well, a couple regionals. But let's start out with the Kittery Dog Days 3 brought to you by Seacoast Doc Dogs. Seacoast Doc Dogs is one of Doc Dogs' affiliate clubs. And if you haven't heard before, you just go online, check out the affiliates listing, and find out the local Doc Dogs affiliate club in your neighborhood. And if there's not one, there's places you can contact to get one started up if you would like to become a Doc Dogs club somewhere, anywhere in the world, because they're all over the place. But this is the Kittery Dog Days, July 2nd and 3rd in Kittery, Maine, and it is the Kittery Community Center. And that Seacoast Doc Dogs Club going to be putting on a great show up there. All right, next up is one of our regionals, the North Central Regional Championship. That is at the Tin Wolf Inn in Ashland, Kentucky. And that is one of your Road to Worlds. That's right. Teams go there with their titles to qualify and see if they can get an invitation to the Doc Dogs World Championships taking place this fall in Dubuque, Iowa. And it is such an experience, such a rush. You get invited to come up and compete with the best of the best. But first, you have to qualify. And one of the ways you can qualify is through these regional championships like the North Central Regionals at Tin Wolf. And that is July 1st through the 3rd. That's right, this coming weekend, that's one of your opportunities to get that invite. Another regional championship, it is the Canadian Regional Championship, July 1st through the 3rd. That is in Bowmanville, Ontario, one of Doc Dog's sanctioned facilities, and that is Canine Central where it's going to be, and that is also going to be a fantastic knockdown drag-out competition, putting the best of the best up against each other for those finals, and that coveted world invite from the Canadian Regional Championships as well. Not going to one of the regionals? That's okay. There are cool events all over the world, such as the Cedar Rapids Freedom Festival. I've been there, folks. A very cool event. That is located in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and that is such a cool location there. Wide open. The weather was great when I was there a few years ago, and of course, a lot of great Doc Dogs competitors to see out there. July 1st through the 3rd, that's going on there as well, the Cedar Rapids Freedom Festival. How about Benson's Pet Center Doc Dogs event in Clifton Park, New York? That's right, New York, July 1st through the 3rd. Benson's Pet Center on Fire Road is another Doc Dogs competition coming right at you. And that's going to wrap it up for what's going on this week in the world of Doc Dogs events. So great events coming at you all over the place. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great weekend. Everyone, I hope you do travel safe. I hope the weather holds up for everyone at all those locations. Because we're really in the heart of it here, summertime Doc Dogs. And in fact, that's what my upcoming interviews are here. But real quick before we go there, folks, I also want to remind you about the Doc Dogs photo and video contest. The quarter is ending this weekend, and the winner of the photo and video for the second quarter will be selected soon, announced on Radio Doc Dogs, announced on Doc Dogs Facebook, and those people are each going to get $100 for the best photo or the best video. Don't forget, you don't have to be a professional photographer. You don't have to have a fancy camera. The pictures do not have to be anything of a dog jumping. It could just be that special moment. We're just looking for that connection. There's something Doc Dogs related. And pretty soon we're going to be picking those winners. You don't have to be a competitor. You don't have to have a dog. You could just be someone in the crowd. You could be just some guy driving by on a motorcycle holding a giant VHS video camera at 80 miles an hour on your crotch rocket, going by and you saw something cool at the Doc Dogs event and you went and you zipped by and you got it and we thought it was really cool, so we sent you a check for $100. Now, one thing I do want to point out is you need to go to docdogs.com, or you can also look on the Doc Dogs Facebook page for the instructions and information. I know at a few events out there, I've heard some people announcing that you just post it up on the Facebook page, and that's not how it works, folks. We need to get the information about the event. We need to get your information so we know where to send you your $100 if you happen to be one of the winners. So go to docdogs.com and look for the photo and video contest going on right now, and you can read all those instructions and how to submit your photo, submit your information, and be eligible for the contest. Both one photo and one video each quarter will receive a check for $100 based on who the winners are. And also, this carries over to you folks that all are involved in dueling dogs and going to some dueling dogs events coming up this summer. Same thing applies, but totally separate. So there'll be totally separate photo from dueling dogs and video from dueling dogs, each of those winning $100 as well. Same rules and application apply. Again, check it out at docdogs.com. And don't forget, even if you don't win, there's a great chance that your photos and videos will be used this year at Doc Dogs World Championships, possibly at the Golden Paw Awards Gala, or just in general around for that whole weekend. So you want to get your pictures and videos in there, and don't be shy and don't be afraid to submit them and take a chance and see if you can win $100, not credits, $100. Okay, I spent last weekend with the Smoky Mountain Doc Dogs Club in Maryville, Tennessee, in their Summer on Broadway event, and it was so hot, but they were so good. It was a great competition, great competitors out there, and the club ran a fantastic show. It was great to be down in Tennessee again. Always love that area of the country, just beautiful landscape out there, and the city of Maryville is very pretty, very nicely groomed park area we were in, so it was beautiful. But we'll let some of those competitors tell you about it right after these messages.
Mind if we pay your vet bills?
Embrace Pet Insurance will be there for you when unexpected veterinary bills threaten to get between you and the best care for your pet. Embrace's comprehensive accident and illness policy covers everything from broken bones to allergies and cancer treatment. Don't wait. Get your free Embrace quote and 10% off when you purchase your policy today at embracepetinsurance.com/docdogs. Best friends deserve the best care. Protect them with Embrace Pet Insurance.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zoox offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zoox to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zoox Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
Ah, those are the best of the best, the finest products of Doc Dog sponsors ever could be. Thanks everyone for taking a moment to listen into that. Now let's get into some of these interviews from the Summer on Broadway event that I attended last weekend. It was a lot of fun, and then stay tuned because there's going to be more interviews with a very, very special guest host coming up here on Radio Doc Dogs. But first, let's get into my interviews from Summer on Broadway with the Smoky Mountain Doc Dogs gang.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
It's going. Yay, I still remember how to work it.
Yay!
I'm here with Lisa Hudgens, the president of Smoky Mountain Doc Dogs, and we're here at Summer on Broadway. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Jim. How's it going? Are you having fun?
I am having fun. I'm sweating my butt off, but I'm having fun.
It's a little warm here today, a little warm.
It is, but this is a fantastic event. What a great location and layout and everything like that. I'm so happy for your club, and everything's running fantastic.
This is one of our favorite events. We couldn't ask for a better location, having a shady area for Dogtown. Great amphitheater for people to sit back and watch the show. It's been a lot of fun.
It is so cool. And this is the second year you've been
here? It's our second year that we've been here. This is a festival they do here in Maryville, and they've added us to it, and we just love Maryville, and they've been so, so welcoming to
us. That's so cool, and there's much more to this than just the Doc Dogs, which of course is the coolest part, we think.
Absolutely.
But they close down the street up there, and they have some microbreweries and all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely. There's Hops in the Hills, which is a craft brewery festival where you can taste some of the local brews that we've got here. There's a national barbecue cooking contest.
Wow.
They got like 38 teams from all across the country coming to compete for barbecue. There's farmer's market, there's kids zone, there's all kinds of fun stuff to do.
That's cool. There's a car show over the other way from us here.
I forgot about the car show. Yeah. How can we forget with the engines revving?
Some great cars, they sound good too, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Maryville knows how to do it. Nice job this weekend for everyone all along. So for Smoky Mountain Dock Dogs, what else is going on this summer you can tell us about, people can look forward to?
Well, we have an event coming up in Knoxville. It's going to be a fundraiser for our local autism society. And
oh,
then we've got
great.
Another potential one. Contract's going to be signed pretty soon. That's going to be in the end of July.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Well, I'm sure everybody's going to be looking forward to it. And all these same people and more will probably be out at those as well. If they miss it this weekend, well, they missed a good one. But
they missed a good one, but we got two more coming up this season.
That's
so
good. They got a chance to redeem themselves and come have some fun with the
absolutely.
Folks at Smoky Mountain. Wonderful. Well, thanks, Lisa. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, it's Deborah Middlestead again. She's here at the Summer on Broadway, the Smoky Mountain Dock Dogs event in Maryville, Tennessee. Hey, Deborah.
Hi, how are you, Jim?
I'm staying as cool as I can. How about you?
I know it. Walking around, waiting for a breeze to show up.
Yeah, mid-90s every day, but there's some good shade here. So
yes,
that's very helpful.
Yes, that's great. That's great.
How are you guys doing? I saw Jennifer, your daughter, up there on the dock.
Wow, Jennifer and Snapper rocking it out there with great throws. They just pulled out a 9'10". So.
All right.
Working on that novice title this weekend.
Fantastic.
So.
That's cool. And how about you? I saw you up there, Luna.
I've had Luna. She's doing great in her jumpers, junior jumps. She's actually in finals for her juniors. And Snap pulled out a 21-2 yesterday. So we are in master finals. So.
Nice.
So all the girls are doing good.
Very nice. Well, still some waves to go, so fingers crossed that holds up for you.
Definitely.
And everything. Now, have you been to this event before?
No, this is my first year. I didn't get to make it last year. So.
Okay, pretty cool. What do you think?
Green trees. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yep.
It's beautiful. Entertainment to walk over the bridge and see. So, yeah, this is great area. Great.
Awesome. That's cool. Well, thanks. Good luck the rest of the weekend. Hope you make it in the finals, and good luck there, too.
Thank you. Y'all, too.
I am sitting down with Nancy Aiken. Hello, Nancy. How are you?
Well, hey, Jim. It's good to see you again.
It's great to see you, too. We're here at the Summer on Broadway at the Smoky Mountain Dock Dogs in Maryville, Tennessee. How have you been?
Well, I've been great. I've been having lots of fun this summer so far, and got my little dog, Peaches, with me, my
I
new
know,
jumper,
that's
Peaches.
Awesome. And Peaches is doing awesome here this weekend. Tell us how she's doing.
Well, she set two personal bests. The last one was his last wave. She hit 17 feet, 9 inches.
Woohoo! Go Peaches!
That's right. I'm so proud of her. She loves it. God, she loves it.
And you know, we're tending right next to you here, and I just got to tell you, she's such a good girl. She's so well-behaved. She's just sitting there right now, just checking things out and being chill.
That's just kind of her temperament. She's really she's just like that. I didn't teach her that. That's just the way she is.
She turns it on the dock, though.
You put her up there on that dock, and she flies down that dock, buddy.
Well, I have an on-off switch dog, too. I kind of like it, actually. It's kind of convenient.
Yeah, yeah.
So, other than that, I mean, you're here, you're representing, you got your sponsors here. Tell us about your sponsors.
Yep, I've got my first sponsor that I've had was Embrace Pet Insurance. We actually took out Embrace and had them for a little over a year before I sought a sponsorship with them. Reason I got the sponsorship is because they are such an awesome company. They have such good service, such good claim service. They take such good care of you, cover everything. And I said, now that's a company I could promote.
Yeah.
So I sought them out, and we got their sponsorship. And then I was lucky enough and honored to be chosen as a Blue Buffalo ambassador.
Awesome.
So we got the Blue Buffalo now.
Cool.
And that's what we feed our dogs now. Our dogs are doing great on it. Lots of energy. Very healthy all the time, and we just love it. And I also have a little sponsorship from our vet back home, Mars Hill Animal Hospital. Great
people.
Well,
that's nice. Yeah, that's good. That's fantastic. So what can you tell us about your future here for the rest of the year in Dock Dogs? I'm sure you're maybe looking at some regionals, upcoming events. What's your schedule look like, or are you playing it by ear?
Well, no, Peaches is registered for the for the North Central Regionals at Tin Wolf in Kentucky. Sally's also registered for it, but Sally has a little shoulder injury and we're rehabbing her. So we're not sure if Sally's, if you notice, she isn't here with me this weekend.
Right.
She's home on the DL. So I'm not sure if Sally's going to make it or not, but Peaches will be there. I have no idea what division she'll be jumping in because she's novice titled. but she's done mostly junior jumps. Now she's jumping senior. She's kind of all over the map
here. Well, she's new into it, as are most newer dogs. They kind of move up and go through it quickly.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly, and that's just what she's doing. I couldn't be prouder of her. Couldn't be more happy with her. But we'll be at those regionals in Kentucky.
Awesome.
And then now the rest of the year is pretty much playing it by ear, mostly waiting to see how Sally does.
Okay.
I'd like to hit one more national event before I have to go back to work in the end of July.
Okay.
Yeah, going back to work, that's sad, you know. I'm a teacher.
Well, I heard, so all right, so there's a little story here, and we can edit if Nancy wants. But Nancy kind of thought you were retiring, didn't you?
Yes, yes. I was all set to retire after this next year, put in one more year, and then I just happened to see I'm old. For those of you that don't see me, I'm old.
She's not
so
old.
I happened to go on the Social Security side and notice that I needed another year to get my Social Security level, so I actually have two more years. So if you see me sitting over here in the tent crying, that's why.
Well, you know, sometimes the work keeps you young anyway. And, you know, as a teacher, you know, you're doing a good thing. It's not like, well, I don't take anything away from anybody, but, you know, you're doing something that helps other people, you know?
That's right. I teach 7th grade science and social studies. And, yes, I do spend all day cooped up with 12 and 13-year-olds. And I can still speak in complete sentences. But yes, it is a good job. I've always liked it. I've done well. I've always had good kids. But I'm not going to hate to leave it, because what I think about when I do retire, that's just going to make more events I can go to.
See that? We'll get to see you more often, because we haven't seen you for a while. So that's good.
Yeah.
It's great that you're here. It's great to see you here. What do you think of this whole event here, this summer on Broadway here in Maryville?
Oh, I hope you got some video of this, because it is beautiful.
Absolutely. It's a nice layout in this park here and everything
Beautiful green grass and these shade trees helping to keep the temperature down, which is probably up to about 120 degrees now. But we got a lot of shade trees here. I like it. Smoky Mountain Dock Dogs people are awesome.
They're doing a great job, right?
So friendly.
Great
and
club event.
Great club.
Absolutely.
Very, very proud of them. I was very honored back in 2009-10 to actually help them get started.
Yep. And you're a member
Mountain.
Of the club, right?
No, I'm not a member of the club.
Okay,
no,
okay.
No, but I might be before we leave. You can't ever tell.
Me too. So very cool. Well, thanks, Nancy. It was great talking with you and catching up with you a bit. Good luck to you and Peaches the rest of the weekend here. You think you made any finals?
Well, I just checked, and she's sitting 10th in the senior finals.
Okay.
So if I can get four dogs to either not show up or jump out into Masters, she'll be in the senior finals.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Whether she makes them or not, she had a great jumping weekend, and I know she had fun, and I know you did too.
We sure did. It's awesome, and really good to see you and Jennifer again, Jim.
Awesome. Thanks, Nancy.
Sure. Bye-bye.
I'm here with Trent Steele, Smoky Mountain Dock Dog, Summer on Broadway. Hello, Trent.
What's going on, Jim? How you doing?
I am doing fantastic. How about you?
I'm burning up. The humidity and the sun came out this weekend.
It did.
And it came out in full force. We can cut it with a knife.
But you know what? It's there's no frozen water on a glaze in the top of the
that
pool.
Is true. And, that is true.
And we're not shaking and shivering or soaked to death.
That is
except
true.
For the sweat.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, we're doing the Summer on Broadway down in Maryville, Tennessee.
Having a
great time, you know, the city of Maryville and the hops on the hill and the barbecue fest. What more could you want?
It is awesome. Yes, it is an awesome time. How about you and your dogs here? You got Alex and Buck here. How are they jumping this weekend?
Alex is jumping okay. Not as much as he normally does. You know, might think there'd be an issue, but we're gonna go get it checked out. I mean, there's no pain or anything, but just just some old age. He's 8 years old now, and then Buck is. He's actually doing the chase method, and I have to have Alex down at the dock barking at him, but, you know.
I saw that. He's getting
encouragement.
It, though. Is this the first event he's actually done that for you?
No, he did it at the Chattanooga event, but that was the first event that he did chase at all. I was, like, about to cry, you know, because, I mean, I was just so proud of him. You know, because he'll jump all day long at the dock here, but you bring a competition dock, and he won't do it.
Yeah. So. Yep. People out there learning that there's a little bit of a difference sometimes. You know it. You've been around long enough to. But I see you're out here getting them used to all that.
Well, I mean, you know that it's consistency. Just keep on doing it. You know, and they'll eventually get it.
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely. So. Well, cool. You think you made any finals?
Maybe junior finals with Buck. I don't know. I have to go check
cool.
it. Where? I, you know, you want to make sure the admin's happy, so I'm not checking the bubble right yet.
You know? Stay out of her hair for
stay
a bit.
Stay out of her hair.
That's a good lesson for everyone.
I'm just doing the announcing over here, just making sure things run.
And you're doing a great job at it, too, keeping up. Yeah. Things are going pretty well on schedule. Club is kicking butt, Trent.
Well, thank you.
They're doing very well here. The event's running smooth. And, of course, you're back there by, you know, you got Sean Swearinger from Doc Dogs, who's also, you know, no newbie to any of this.
Yes, exactly.
So he knows what he's doing. And even got Chris out here training this
weekend. We sure do, and he's doing a great job.
He is.
You know, and it wouldn't happen without the club members as well.
Absolutely.
We've got some great club members who come out in this hot sun and set up and break down. I mean, we have more than 10 people come out to set up, and we got the same amount of people who still wanted to sign up that didn't have a spot. So we just said, come on out.
It was great. Very impressive. So. Awesome. Yep, awesome club. Jennifer and I are having a great time down here, and we're so glad we can make it. So we appreciate that, too.
We appreciate y'all coming out. We love it.
Hey, thanks for talking to me, Trent. I'll let you get back to it. I know we got a big airwave in about a half hour, so you just sit back and enjoy this breeze a little bit.
I will. It's nice. For change.
You're right. All right, thanks. Take care.
All right, see ya.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I want to thank all those folks for taking some time to talk with me and be here on Radio Doc Dogs. I hope you enjoyed hearing their points of view and some of their input from that event. What a great event. And now I want to present to you a very special guest host of Radio Doc Dogs. He also did some recordings for me, and he is the one and only Trent Steele. That's right, Trent Steele taking over the reins for Radio Doc Dogs. You did a great job, Trent, and anytime you want to do it again, you just let me know. Here's Trent Steele, guest host on Radio Doc Dogs.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Hey, this is Trent Steele. This is going to be my debut as guest host of Radio Doc Dogs. We're going to go around to some Smoky Mountain Doc Dog members and just talk to them. Oh, got a car show revving up in the background. We're going to start off with Michael Anthony. We're standing in line at Summer on Broadway. We can walk on getting in line here. So, Michael, how did you hear about Smoky Mountain Doc Dogs way back when?
Actually, way back when, I heard it through Trent Steele, got me introduced through Facebook.
Oh, that would be me. Ah, wow, that's nice. And so, what was your first event?
Way Out West Fur Fest.
Oh, that was in Knoxville, yeah?
Yes, Knoxville, yes.
And so, why did you, you know, seek out Doc Dogs? Like, you know,
I got a 2-year-old black lab named Maggie, and she really liked water, and I wanted to find something fun for her to do.
And you have another dog now?
Yes, I do. It's actually my daughter's dog. His name is Gunner.
Gunner, and you said your daughter, so Skylar jumps him.
Yes.
And you jump Maggie.
Yep.
Now, who's the better jumper so far?
So far, it'd be Dad. It'd be me.
Maggie.
Yeah.
So Maggie.
Maggie would be
and
the
Michael.
Best. Yep.
We'll see what Gunner can do.
Yes.
We'll see what Gunner can do. And, you know, what's your next event that you think you're going to go to?
It will be regionals in Kentucky.
Sweet. Awesome. Well, good luck. Hope that you jump big here in this wave right now. I see you're jumping Abby.
Yes, Abby.
That's Felicia Houston's dog.
Yes.
So you'll just jump any dog. It don't matter.
Exactly.
You love the sport so much.
Yes.
Well, thank you for talking to me, and we'll talk to you later.
All right.
It's a voice recorder. We have it to hear ghosts. Hear they can speak into here.
We tracked you with the microchip he installed last spring.
Yes, we track people. All right, so it's running now. We got all that on video, on tape. We got Jazzy on tape panting. So we're sitting here with Chuck and Rebecca Grove, the president and vice president, well, the vice president and president of Dixie Doc Dogs, and their dog Jazzy, oh God, that just loves to give out free kisses. And we got Jim here as well.
Right, with the guest host of Radio Doc Dogs himself, Mr. Trent Steele.
Oh, thank you.
Yay!
Thank you very much.
Yay!
Oh my goodness.
You did a great job.
Insert crowd noise. So, y'all came to Summer on Broadway. How are you enjoying it so far?
Love it.
And you got your boys over there. Who's that barking?
Django and Duke.
They're, you know. What event are you going to go to where the dogs are going to be quiet, huh?
Exactly.
I mean, so.
They'd be scared if they were.
So,
you hear it somewhere on Broadway. You enjoying yourself?
Absolutely.
And what's Duke's best jump this weekend?
23.6.
And what's Django's?
19.
And so, Rebecca, you're jumping Django all
yes.
weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And so, one fun fact about Django, once he puts on sunscreen, I have to put on sunscreen. Rebecca always either texts me or reminds me to put on sunscreen. So what's going on with Dixie Dock Dogs nowadays?
We're getting ready for our two events this year that start in August and September.
And
where that? Fall yeah. and the Houston Fall Festival in Houston, Georgia.
Houston. That sounds like it should be in Wisconsin. Houston, right. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
And so you have pretty good turnout for those events. I know I've been to the Rucker one a time or two. And so just hope no rain this time.
We're hoping.
I mean, we're
just. You can never rule that out.
Yeah, exactly. In Georgia in August. Is it August? September?
End of August.
Okay. So. How do you like summer on Broadway?
It's fantastic. It's a great venue. Love Smoky Mountain peaks.
Yes.
Beautiful day.
Man, blazing hot.
It's not bad.
Blazing hot. Blazing humidity.
I'm sitting over here in the shade. It's
not wow. As you hear. Swim down the creek.
Yeah. Alex had to go chase the ducks off there for a little bit. And what's your next event? Are y'all going to go to Kentucky? Maybe? Possibly? No?
Yeah. Work's getting in the way of Doc Dogs.
I tell you. I mean, if we could get paid for doing Doc Dogs, that'd be great.
The world
you know.
Would be perfect.
Yeah, we're talking about schlepping all the way up to Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
That regional, yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So going all the way up to Wisconsin for their regionals. Well, you know, you need to bring me back some cheese, number one.
Curds
and some
just cheese?
It's just cheese. Okay. I don't like the curds.
No, all right.
And beer.
Okay.
Beer. Gotta have
cheese
beer.
And beer.
Cheese and beer.
What
more? That's right. And how many members does Dixie Dock Dogs have now?
Oh, gosh. I'm not even sure right now.
Yeah. We sure do enjoy, you know, the Dixie Dock Dog contingent coming up here and helping us out and help run this event, help, you know, having fun. So,
we enjoy when Smoky Mountain comes down and does the same.
Well, we're going to wrap.
Our neighbor club.
We're going to wrap this up and get some free licks
for a kiss break
from Jazzy. And as you can hear, I just got licked on the tongue. I got some tongue action. All right, me and Jazzy are going to go get a room real quick.
Fire dinner.
Yeah, fire dinner. So we're sitting here with Jamie Thompson, one of the newest members of Smoky Mountain Dock Dogs. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm good. How's it going today?
I'm doing well. You're sitting here wrangling for the summer on Broadway. And so how'd you hear about Smoky Mountain Dock Dogs?
Last year there was a demonstration in Knoxville, and I went and had a good time, so I decided to join the club.
And you've had fun ever since, right?
Yes.
I mean, come on. Smoky Mountain Dock Dogs is a great club.
I'm loving it.
And so how far does Shay jump?
He did 19 feet, 9 inches today, and we're going to try a speed retreat for the first time.
And was 19.9 the best, or what's
yeah,
the best?
Yeah, 19.9 was
his best.
Yeah, well, last year at the demo, he did 19.10.
So, well, so the demo really didn't count, so this counts, so 19.9. And, I mean, you having a good time other than standing out in here in this heat?
I love it. Meeting everybody, having a good day.
Well, sweet. Well, thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
And that's Jamie Thompson, newest member of Smoky Mountain Dock Dogs. So this is Trent Steele, the guest host of Radio Dock Dogs. We are here with Matt Gurgic. How do you pronounce your name?
Gurgic.
And whenever I announce, I sort of play around with the names. He is one of the newest members as well of Radio Dock Dogs, of Smoky Mountain Dock Dogs. And you have your dog name is?
Allie.
And how old is Allie?
She is 2 years old.
2 years old. And what's her personal best? So far, I mean, it's at this event, right?
Yeah, so far at this event, 17 feet, 4 inches.
That's amazing. That's a great job there. And so, odd question here, what's your favorite 90s song?
Worst question to ask me. I'm horrible with songs.
Well,
I tried to put a decade on it.
Well, you know, that's true.
Not gonna work well.
That's true. That's okay. It's okay. So, what got you into Dock Dogs?
So Allie loved jumping into the lake. We would go down to Concord Park, and we just, you know, have a blast. You could go for 2-3 hours, and I wanted to look for something a little bit more structured to get her involved in, and I heard about this thing called Smoky Mountain Dock Dogs, and I'm like, maybe I should check this out.
Exactly, and that's
awesome.
That's
what I did.
And so for those people that don't know, Concord is a local dog park. They built a dock out there, regulation dock, and we just go out there and practice, have fun on it. And so what... are you looking to, like, go all in now, you know, since you found out that Allie loves this sport?
I think so. I'm having a blast. This weekend has been absolutely amazing. It's been a lot of fun.
Other than it's burning up.
Yeah, it's hot, but, you know, I ignore that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at doing a couple events in these coming months, so I'm all in.
Well, that's awesome. Well, great talking with you, Matt, and we'll look forward to you on the dock soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So I'm sitting here with Becky Smith, the vice president of Smoky Mountain Dock Dogs. Oh, man, that's a tongue twister. How you doing, Becky?
I'm doing great, Trent. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely amazing. I'm guest hosting Radio Dock Dogs here. And Jim came up with the idea, and it's like, hey, let me let Trent do it. So yeah, that's his fault.
That could be a dangerous idea.
It could. So what was, you're jumping here at Summer on Broadway. What was Mercedes' best jump?
She got up to 18 feet this morning. Her second wave this morning was her best one so far this weekend. But she's out here having fun, enjoying the sun, actually the shade right now. And she'll be ready for speed retrieve in a little bit.
So how did you get into Dock Dogs?
Well, I got this puppy that was absolutely insane, and she needed to find a job. And a couple of my coworkers, Karen Catlett and Leslie, were scissor snack. Gotten puppies at the same time, and we all decided we were going to try it together, and here we are today, 5 years later, still doing it.
And I remember your dog had a life vest whenever you came to one of the practices at Smoky Mountain Dock Dogs. So tell us about that.
Yes, sir, and I will never live that part down, but I do swear that she did not swim in a horizontal position when she started swimming. She swam vertically and used to try to drown herself when she was paddling above the water in the drowning man stance, and that life vest taught her how to swim parallel with the water.
It really did. It really did.
So,
and so I've always joked around with you because I said, well, we take the life vest off, and then she swam awesomely after that. And so
it may have been my security blanket.
Yeah, yeah. Your binky.
Yes.
So what's your next event? What event do you think you're going to next?
You know, we don't have another one planned yet so far, but I'm hoping to get one here in the fall.
That's awesome.
Yeah, another couple of months.
Yeah, and I see you doing a little bit of fishing.
Doing a little bit of fishing, a little bit of horseback riding, a little bit of family stuff, and a lot of housework. So.
Oh, yeah, a new house owner.
Yes, sir.
Stay in the deck.
Yep, we're trying to divide our time and our finances, but we still have time and money for our friends here at Dock Dog, so
that's
here
right.
We are.
And what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Yes,
sir.
But you're wearing pink.
That's just what TJ Maxx had that day.
Well, once again, I want to thank you for being the vice president of Smoky Mountain Dock Dogs, for taking the club to great levels, and you know, almost 60 members, probably more than that.
Well, it's a good group, and I've been very proud to call myself the vice president here for the last 2 years, and we have all done this together. It's been a good teamwork to get us to where we are today, and we look like we're headed in a really good direction for next year and the years to come. So.
All right. Well, thank you, Becky. We'll see you on the dock soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
This is Radio Dock Dogs.
Well, thank you so much, Trent, for getting those interviews. That was very exciting, and I enjoyed those conversations. You did a great job there, dude. I may be in trouble here. Did you like those interviews from Trent? Yeah, go ahead on social media there where this is posted up and let Trent know how much you enjoyed his interviews there on Radio Doc Dogs that he did. He did a great job, and I know where I'm going to be able to find someone to fill in for me if they don't take over my job anytime in the future. Thanks again, Trent. Really appreciate it. Well, that wraps it up for this episode of Radio Doc Dogs. I do appreciate everyone listening and your patience while we had a couple weeks off there, finally getting an episode back at you there. And whatever you're doing this weekend, those five events, two of them, the big regionals going on, and that's not to take away from those other events because those are cool. The Bensons and the one out in Iowa, those are excellent. Yeah, Cedar Rapids Freedom Festival and also that Kittery Dog Days by Seacoast Doc Dogs. Those are all going to be great events. So wherever you are in the country, I hope that you have fun. Jump big, drive safe, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Doc Dogs.